Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. The mission here on the program is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. We discuss important subjects such as how to remain independent in your own home. We will definitely discuss that in the first half of the program today. When to consider moving from your home to a senior care community? How do you find the right senior care community for your needs? And then there's the cost, how to pay for the high cost of senior care. We also review legal issues involving elder law and estate planning, and we discuss and review how to care for the caregiver. So if you're listening to the radio right now, maybe you're streaming us online or listening to a podcast after the fact. Again, thanks so much for being here today. If you need help with placement services from my firm, Senior Care Consulting, or if you want to learn more about the services provided by one of our very knowledgeable guests, you can always reach us on our toll-free number. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. Don't forget to visit us online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. All right, without any delay, I want to welcome back my friends and special guests today, the good guys from Mr. Remodeler, Keith Blay and Mark Worth. And Keith and Mark, thanks for being on the program today. I appreciate it.
Great being here.
Thank you, Steve. All right, it's great to see you. Now, Keith, last time you weren't here, and I had to stop and to correct myself. Wait a minute, it's the good guy.
Nah,
from, we had to go singular.
We're dwindling quick.
Yeah, we lost the plural. but we know you had a. I won't say a minor procedure. That's far from a minor procedure. But we were wishing you well on air. I don't know if you caught that, but it looks like you're looking good.
Well, I had a valve replaced.
Yeah.
In my heart, which I was talking about off mic, that they kept just referring to it as a valve replacement.
And they were just casual about it.
Yeah, they were real casual about
like
it.
But no big deal.
It's done down at St. Luke's.
Yeah.
They do them all the time. They got the great cardiovascular.
Yeah.
Surgeons down there, and it wasn't until a few days before the surgery somebody used the term open heart surgery, and I'm like, what? I have not had any procedures done to my anything, so this was my first inroad into surgery was open heart surgery,
radio, right?
Exactly.
Well, that's a heck of an introduction to surgery.
Yeah,
you went right past 101.
Yeah, I've never been one to walk before I run, and so I just ran right into that. And you know, my expectation was I'll be in there for 3 or 4 days and then I'll be out. And I was asking the doctor, when can I go back to work? And he's like, well, you should at least take, you know, the next week off.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Well, I ended up in there for 7 days. So I went into AFib, blah, blah, blah.
7 days. That's a long time.
Yeah. And, so I get home on a Sunday. That Monday morning, I send an email out to everybody that I'm going to ease into this, you know, but by Friday, I should be full time.
Right.
Mark came by the house, and another fellow came by the house on Wednesday. I saw my son that same night. I was wiped out for Thursday and Friday.
Wow.
This is the end of week 7, so I'm doing pretty good right now.
You're looking great.
I can now lift things over 10 pounds, which is kind of a pain because I got out of a lot of stuff by not being able to lift anything over 10 pounds.
So, Mark, you've been working double time?
Well, I've been toting the bags. Well, we do have a good team at Mystery Modeler.
Yeah.
I mean, that's everybody, you know, Keith and I would talk, and he goes, you know, how's everything going? I said, everybody stepped up to the plate, just not only did what they were supposed to do, but, you know, helped out.
Did extra, because, I mean, yeah. Keith, you know, we have fun here, but Keith carries a heavy load. I mean, he's a busy guy. He does a lot of work. And so the team pulled together, and that's awesome.
I think what we really found out is I don't carry any load.
I think it did put some things into perspective. Yeah. I kind of joked about, oh, well, you know, no big deal. You'll be gone in a couple of weeks. But it's like, oh, we need to do this. Or, you know,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, people want paid, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Like that.
You know. Yeah. It's, yeah. That's it. So, yeah, we got a valve replacement, then open heart. So, I mean, they cracked your chest and the whole thing.
Yeah.
When Mark told me that, I'm like, oh, man, I just winced.
Yeah, it's not too bad, but for the first few weeks, every time I cough, they give you this thing called a heart hugger. And I guess some lady invented it, I don't know, a few years back or something. Of course, now she's Richard Roosevelt. Yeah. But it really helps.
Because
the painkillers.
Because it probably kind of pushes in, so when you're coughing, it pushes out. It doesn't flex as hard.
Right. Because my understanding is they've got when they do a procedure like that, there aren't just the stitches, which there weren't any stitches on the outside. I don't know if they're used super glue or what, but
yeah,
there are layers of stitches inside.
Internal.
From your sternum up. So, and you could tear something inside and not even know it.
Oh, man.
And
I fractured one rib, one little fracture of one rib, and I coughed. And I thought someone just hit me with the bat.
Yeah.
I can't imagine your whole open heart surgery, your chest is cracked, and coughing with that. That would be brutal.
Yeah, it was quite the experience. Kind of put everything in perspective.
Yeah,
well, I think too, when they want you to stay home like that, they just really don't want you to be around a lot of other people either.
You know,
you start get the flu or a cold. And,
Earlier,
pick up something from somebody.
Yeah.
Then what are you doing?
Then you're in trouble because your body's been compromised and it's trying to repair.
Well, yeah, and from what, October to February or March of this year, there was something going around the office constantly.
Yeah.
Everybody was coughing and hacking and whatever. And I'm like, man, if I would have done it during that would have been a pain.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you'd have to probably wear a mask and everything else.
But we talk about this all the time, you know, aging issues and being ready and all of that. And, you know, probably shouldn't admit this, but I had my bathroom painted about a year ago. And they took the grab bars down, and I didn't realize until Saturday, I never had them put them back up. And so I'm on the phone with one of the guys. I was going, I need you to go put those grab bars up. Yeah. I'm coming home tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Could put my grab bars up like you're right. Really
and they weren't, I mean, some of them weren't really a necessity.
Yeah.
But the one in the shower sure was.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it just made everything a lot easier. But, you know, I do these radio shows. I talk about it on the, and then I'm the one that makes the mistake of not doing it. It's that easy to not think about.
Yeah, yeah.
So much for that proactive, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Proactive. I'm always saying you need to be proactive. You need to be proactive.
Just the day before, just go put your stuff down. Yeah.
And I had been proactive until I painted.
That is funny. Be sure to call Mr. Remodel. They really are good guys. They're great guys. So if you're thinking about, you know, remodeling your home, making some modifications so that you can safely age in place. We talk about that all the time. There are no jobs that are too large or too small. I mean, they can help out with the small job. They can definitely help you out with the large jobs, but definitely call Mr. Remodeler. You can trust them. And I'm just saying you can definitely trust them to do a great job. 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049 online at mrremodeler.com. That's mrremodeler.com. A lot of before and after pictures. You can see a space that might look like your space, and then you can see what they were able to do to transform that space and make it usable, safe, and the whole goal of staying in your home and be safe doing that.
Well, one of the biggest projects or most common projects we're doing right now is either taking out a bathtub or a shower and then put one that the homeowner can walk in or even roll into, you know, a zero entry or zero, mm-hmm. nearly zero entry. We've got a couple of those going right now. It's relatively low cost. I mean, for what assisted living costs for maybe a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can completely make your bathroom, accessible.
Yeah, absolutely. So And it's funny, we were talking off mic again, but I toured a CCRC earlier this week, and there's this place, and it was independent living. They licensed it for assisted living, but they had a bunch of bathtubs in there. So they had to like cut out the front of the bathtub and then stick in this kind of this insert. And yeah. I'm sitting here thinking, I think I would have just ripped that bathtub out and just made it a real roll-in zero-entry shower, because you've got mold and all kinds of, you know, funky stuff that can grow underneath that insert. That it just sounds like kind of a cheap way to go through that. It just doesn't sound like the right thing to do to me.
Well, I think long-term, they probably will be tearing those out at some point.
Yeah.
Because we do see that, and we've torn some of those out. But also, sometimes you get in a position, you just have to do whatever it takes to get somebody home or whatever the need might be.
Yep. So you can, so if you're looking to age in place and I was going to say an older home, but I mean, you could have any home with the bathtub shower combination. And then all of a sudden that is a barrier. And if you cannot address your hygiene needs in your home, then that's a major, major problem. That alone could force you out of your home to assisted living. That's $5,000 to $6,000. I priced one out this week at about $7,000 a month. And then into the nursing care, the long-term care communities, otherwise known as nursing home. And that's, you know, looking at $6,000 to $7,000 a month for a semi-private shared room, $10,000 to $12,000 a month easily for a private room. And why not spend a little bit of money, modify your home, age in place, give Mr. Remodeler a call. They can help you stay in your home just by making maybe even a few changes. 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049 online at mrremodeler.com. And Keith and Mark, let's continue our conversation right after the break. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. When you remodel your home to age in place, the job must be ADA compliant. Is that statement true or false? So you're going to make a home remodeling job to age in place. It must be ADA compliant. Is that true or false? I'll have the answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. So easy to do. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the big microphone right on the homepage or the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect, and then it will stream straight to your phone, your tablet, your desktop, laptop, whatever you have. It really is that simple. All right, back to our Senior Care Live question of the week. When you remodel your home to age in place, the job must be ADA compliant. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Mark, why is that statement false?
Well, when the American Disability Act came about, it was really designed for commercial buildings. And those guidelines, and we do use those guidelines in residential applications. However, we tend to design the product specific to the person in need.
Yeah.
Whereas in a commercial building, they're looking at the average height of a person, the average size of a person, mm-hmm. and just trying to kind of, you know, put everybody into that same package, where when we do it, it's more, you know, if the lady
it's
might
more
be
customized.
She might be 4'10" tall, or the man might be 6'7". And mm-hmm. so grab our heights, you know, we can move those around.
The height of the toilet and a lot
exactly.
of other considerations.
And I always look at the ramps. That's the biggest mm-hmm. situation, where a ramp has to be much flatter in a commercial application than a residential application. Mm-hmm. We can make it a little bit steeper, but there again, I mean, we don't want to make it too steep,
right.
simply because it's harder for people to push another person up or pull yourself up and those types of things. But we look at those things, but we're not adhering to every just little thing.
Yeah. And it's a requirement for commercial applications, and they have a kind of a cookie cutter. You have to meet these guidelines, period. Right. It's not, you can't even argue about it.
Right.
But in a residential application, when you remodel someone's home to age in place and you make these modifications, you're really modifying their home to the person living there or the people living there. It's just really a custom build job.
Well, sometimes it's impossible to do it, to be ADA compliant, just simply because of the size of the rooms, your bathroom, even where we put a ramp in a garage. A lot of times the garage is not even big enough unless you made some big serpentine ramp all through the entire garage.
Yeah.
Where you didn't have a garage left.
Like Worlds of Fun, you're going down the back and down the back to get you up there. And
with no ability to rope one of them off to go the fast route.
Yeah, right. I got my fast pass here.
Yeah, right.
All right. So be sure to call the good guys for Mr. Remodeler. They have been in business. Now, check this out. If you haven't heard this before, in business since 1969. Yeah, you heard that right. Next year, it'll be the 50th anniversary, 1969. You do not work in the business of construction and remodeling for 49 years unless you're doing something right. Call Mr. Remodeler today at 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049, online at mrremodeler.com. And, Mark, you said that you've done some work for, some of the personalities on some of the radio shows around here. And when she talks about, and she's even done some commercials, and when she says, when you've come to my home, she's not kidding. She is a customer, and
Data Rights, one of our clients.
And you've worked with her in her home, and that's really cool.
We are again.
Yeah. And again is the key word.
Right.
Because what's the motto? The best calling card you can leave behind is a job well done.
Yeah, it's important to note, though, when she wants a new kitchen countertop, she calls Mark. I got the call when she needed a doggy door for Tank.
What does that say about you, Keith?
I don't know. 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning, I get a text. I need a doggy door for Tank.
But you know what? A doggy door for Tank is important. That's a small job. It's a small job.
That's a big dog. It's not that small.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's a medium. That's a pretty good sized job. But it's not like you're building on a half a house onto a house.
Yeah, no, not yet.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you work with Mr. Remodeler, if you're a customer of theirs, and a large percentage of their customers are repeat customers because they've been so happy with the work that was done. Then guess what happens? You call Mr. Remodeler back the next time that you need to do something, anything from the top of your roof to the foundation of your house. Mr. Remodeler can help you. 913-362-7166, 816-453-3049, online at mrremodeler.com. You could also go Facebook, just do a search of Mr. Remodeler and have a great Facebook page. Mr. Remodeler is just highly rated with the Better Business Bureau. They participate in several, it's the Chamber of Commerce, CAP certified aging in place specialist, and Keith and
NARI
Mark,
member.
NARI member, a member of NARI. And so all of those things are important and just very highly rated. You don't, like Dana Wright, I've heard one of the commercials, you don't want a neighborhood handyman. Nothing against the neighborhood handyman, but there's some things that are too important to let someone who doesn't specialize in this type of work. You don't want to do that. You want people who know what they're doing. When they're remodeling your home, making some, it could be a minor modification, like it may not even involve aging in place. It may be a doggy door for Tank, right? or something fairly simple, or it could be adding a half a house onto your house and has nothing to do with it. Obviously, we talk about aging in place here a lot, but either way, for any reason, definitely give Mr. Remodeler a call, 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049.
Well, and a quick little statistic. We recently calculated all the older I had a fellow tell me we're not old clients.
That's right.
We're former clients.
Former clients, previously clients. Previous clients.
He used to be the engineer we worked. He walked up to me at Applebee's and went, I got a bone to pick with you.
That's right.
Anyway, so former clients, if I remember right, Mark can correct me, it's about 50-50 versus new this year, isn't it? Yeah, about maybe a little higher.
Yeah, and then you throw referrals in there, and
game over. So, yeah. And that's, you know, we of course have to acquire new customers,
sure.
But being able to say, you know, half of our customer base are, you know, repeat customers. I don't know if
I don't know if anyone else could say that. Frank. Yeah. I mean, that's a really large, loud statement.
Right. And it also it makes a statement on the variety of work we do. We don't just do kitchens and baths.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of companies that are perfectly fine, they do two things.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they're very focused on that. That's the high end. That's the highest expenditure. And if you needed something a little bit smaller done that wasn't related to a bath or a kitchen,
yeah,
they're not interested.
Well, yeah, we just redid the entryway of a church.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Was it? Yeah, it was the entryway.
Yeah.
Redid the mill work and moved stuff around and everything. So it's nice. Really, we're a general contractor. We're a remodeler.
Absolutely.
Our guys go in and do whatever is needed.
That is excellent, excellent. Mr. Remodeler, 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049 online at mrremodeler.com. And Keith and Mark, thanks so much for being here today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
And Keith, I'm glad you're looking great. You're sounding great. I'm glad to have you back.
Glad to be back.
All right. We'll have more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with a friend or someone else or a family member. It could be anyone. Maybe you just want to go back and listen to it again. There's no worries at all. Just give us a few days after the program airs and go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. You just click the play button. It'll start playing up for you, and feel free to help yourself to that. Lots and lots of people do. All right, just want to say thanks again to my friends, and they really are good guys, Keith Blay and Mark Wirth with Mr. Remodeler. And I tell you what, if I need, I had a house built, so we're, you know, fortunate to have a newer home. But you know, it's 12 years old now, and we may want to make some changes. I'm one of those homeowners that has a corner jacuzzi tub that's just kind of sitting there. It needs some repair. We haven't repaired it yet, and it's just kind of taken up space. But trust me, when we need some repair, some home remodeling, and it's not to age in place, but when we need anything done to our house, I will be calling Mr. Remodeler, and I would recommend that you give them an opportunity to compete for your business. I think you will be pleased. 913-362-7166. Or 816-453-3049. Online, mrremodeler.com, mrremodeler.com. And been in business since 1969. That is a stunning, I mean, longevity, 49 years. Unbelievable. They were doing CAP certified age-in-place specialist. They were doing that type of work long before there was ever such certification. Give the guys a call and have them out, Mr. Remodeler. All right, so we're going to shift gears here. And you know, we talk a fair amount on the program about you know, when you should consider moving from your home to a senior care community. We've definitely talked about that. How do you find the right one? We've touched on different aspects of that. But what happens if you have a loved one or you yourself, you're already living in a senior care community? What advice can we give you? How can we help? Well, a couple of ways. Number one, if you're not happy with the care you're receiving in the place that you're living, maybe it's just not the best fit after all, and you've exhausted all your options, and it's just not working out. Senior care consulting can help you explore your options, take another look at the market, and maybe come up with some options that are just a better fit for you. Maybe it has nothing to do with the people working there or the place. It's just not the right fit. I see it all the time. Senior care consulting, we get calls literally all the time from people who said, you know, we kind of had to rush into it. We were coming out of the hospital. They gave us no time at all. I mean, no time to find a place. They're like, hey, your mom can't go home. Where do you want us to send her? They're like, what? Yeah, she has to be out of here tomorrow morning. It's Thursday afternoon. Yeah, we have to discharge her Friday morning. Where do you want us to send her? So we just had to pick a place and hope it worked out. Well, guess what? It's not working out. So now we want to work with a company and a consultant that works for us and in our best interest. We want to take a fresh look at the entire marketplace. We want to explore our options, and we want to make the decision and move one more time and get it right. If that sounds like you, call Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. You can also check out our website, seniorcareconsulting.com. Seniorcareconsulting.com. So that's one way that we can help you. Another way would be you're living in a senior care community. Everything's going great, which is fantastic. So I would like to help in this way in discussing how to maximize the care available at any community that you might be living in. So number one, there's something called a care plan. And every place that you live in, whether it's assisted living, and especially the nursing home level of care, they're going to draft a unique individualized care plan just for you. And it's going to obviously require or cover the nursing requirements and what type of help and how much help you need with your activities of daily living. It's going to cover your medications and when they're to be dispensed, if you need transportation or not. It's going to talk about your social needs, your spiritual needs. I mean, there's a ton of information in this care plan. If you need some therapy, restorative therapy, Part B therapy. So, and I would say that participating in the care planning process is got to be number one. And I've got it number one here. Number two and number three are just about as important. But it's called a care plan, and then there's a process where it's developed, and then there's a process where it is reviewed periodically. So you need to participate in that, and I'm speaking very, very especially for a family who may have a loved one in a nursing home and your loved one isn't able to participate, maybe due to cognitive impairment, or maybe they're just not doing well and they're too frail and they depend on you to speak for them on their behalf. It is critical that you participate in the care planning process. And it's a multidisciplinary team meeting. Talks about your medical requirements, your social needs, dietary preferences and restrictions, your medications, your physical capabilities, your spiritual needs, your bathing and grooming needs, your favorite activities, any personal preferences and needs that you may have, personal interests. There's a lot to this. And they review that. So be sure to be the care manager, the care advocate for your loved one, and participate in the care planning process. That can help you to maximize the care that's available at your care community. Number two, get involved. Now, that may sound too obvious or, oh, come on, Steve, give me some good stuff. Well, that is the good stuff. Visit your loved one frequently. Now, I talk to a lot of people, and they say, you know, I don't like going into these care facilities because, you know, some older people there and some of them in wheelchairs, and I'm just not totally comfortable with that. Well, so then you just have to look yourself in the mirror. Now, this is going to sound a little bit hard, and I guess it is, but, you know, you're going to have to kind of suck it up a little bit, and you're going to have to try your best to try to deal with the discomfort, because guess what? Your mom needs to see you. Your dad needs you. Your spouse needs to see you. Your grandparents, they need to see you. They want to see you. They need you. So do whatever it's going to take to kind of get over that discomfort and get on in there and spend some time. You know, when we're later in our years and we're looking back, I've seen a lot of these studies, and they say, you know, some of the biggest regrets, and they've done all, there have been lots and lots of studies. And the biggest regret for the majority of people responding is, I wish I would have spent more time doing, it's usually something to do with your family, more time with my kids, more time with my parents, more time. It doesn't say, I sure regret not working an extra 10 hours a week. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say, I sure regret, not making this particular investment or whatever. It always has to do with really personal things that really come down to spending time. So spend time with your loved one and just get involved. Participate. Just like we did when our kids were in school. I mean, I was a watchdog dad of great dogs, right? Dads of great students, right? And we volunteered for fundraisers for the band and the choir and all that kind of stuff. We were in and out of the schools all the time. We participated. This is the same thing. Just there's kind of a role reversal. We're doing this for our elderly loved ones now. Participate in family council, family support groups, if that's available. Volunteer to assist with outings and special events. Help the staff put up decorations and other activities when possible. Spend time with your loved one and stop by during different times of the day so you get to see them interacting and how they are getting along at different times of the day and with different staff members, and that includes nights and weekends. Right, get to know other family members and other residents at the care community. You're going to find that after a while, you've met a couple of new friends, a couple of new gentlemen or ladies, and they're kind of starting to look after your mom, and you're kind of starting to look after their dad. And all of a sudden, your family just expanded a little bit because now everyone's looking out after everyone else's loved one. And that's a really neat thing that happens if you make an effort and if you get involved. I can't say that any more clearly than I'm saying it. Definitely get involved. So participate in the care planning process and get involved. And if you do those two things, it will help you to maximize the care available at any senior care community. I'm going to have several more tips and strategies right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Right now we're talking about how to maximize your care at any care community that you may choose or that maybe that you're currently living in. So number one, participate in the care planning process. Super important to do that. And it's even more important to do that if that level of care is the long-term care / nursing home level of care. Super important to do that. Number two, get involved. There's just no substitution for that, spending time there. Number three, build relationships. Oh, man, this one is critical. This one is critical. So, and this is especially with the hands-on care staff, like the certified nursing aides. So the CNAs, the CMAs, the CNTs, we talked about last week about recognizing National Nursing Assistant Week. And so you have some folks who are providing anywhere from about 2 to 4, maybe even upwards of 5 hours a day of hands-on support for your loved one. So what I recommend, this is very, very important, try to cultivate and develop a relationship with them. And again, this takes time, right? So take an interest in them and their family members and just get to know them. And guess what? Most people don't do this. And I'm not sure why, but most people don't do this. Just get to know the person. And then guess what? That person is really going to love to see you coming because they know you're a really nice person. You care about them and their family. And human nature kind of kicks in, and that person's probably going to go the extra mile for your loved one. This is just really, really important. So for someone that you like who takes an interest in you, don't you feel good when you see them? And wouldn't you go the extra mile for that person over someone else that may treat you poorly or just dismiss you without even recognizing you? That's a human nature kind of thing. That's really, really important. Build relationships. And this has to be sincere. I mean, if this just isn't you, then don't fake it. It has to be sincere, legitimate. But if you can, just do that. Just treat people with love and kindness, and that, trust me, that's going to pay off for you in real positive and great ways. All right, number four, communicate with management. And particularly the administrator, who would be the top person in the building, or maybe sometimes they may have a title of executive director. And sometimes they may have a title of the CEO. Typically, it's the administrator, the licensed person who's responsible for everything that happens in that building. And then the other person that you want to communicate with, very, very clearly with, would be the director of nursing. Now, again, there are different titles. That's kind of a clinical title, and everything is very PC and they don't want to sound clinical. So maybe the health services coordinator and all this kind of stuff. There are 50 different names for the stuff, but it's the administrator and the director of nursing, the top administrative person with their license hanging on the wall, and the top nurse responsible for all of the clinical actions for all of the residents within that community. So you can feel free to communicate with other department directors as well, but it's really, really important to communicate positive things and, of course, negative things or maybe concerns. Okay. But don't come to them with all negatives. I mean, if there's something positive, let them know about that as well. Again, this is just kind of a human nature, and just be a good person and be a responsible person, kind of a situation. But the old adage of the squeaky wheel gets the grease is very, very true here. And if it's not resolved, go back to them and communicate with them again and again until it's taken care of. They cannot fix it or address it if they don't know about it. So do it professionally and, you know, be courteous, et cetera. But communicate with management. Number five, be patient and reasonable. These folks are trying to get it right. There could be a couple of hundred staff working at one particular place, and you have people coming in and out in different shifts, etc. So give them a little bit of time. Most places are absolutely and honestly trying to do their best job. They're trying to get it right. But it may just take a little bit of time. So just be patient. Be reasonable. I had one of my clients hand the director of nursing a medication, basically a flow chart. At 11:52, she gets this pill, and 11:59 and a half, she gets this pill, must be swallowed by 12 o'clock. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but not much, right? And the director of nursing looked at him like, are you serious? This is how we will distribute these medications. It is, this is by our standards. It's safe. It's not exactly how you did it at home. Looks like you did a great job at home, but we'll do a good job here. Won't be exactly like you did it at home. So give them a chance. Most of these places, they're going to get it right. They're going to do a good job. The first 2 to 4 weeks are just pretty tough. It's a big adjustment for everyone, including the staff. So be patient and reasonable. So what if patient and reasonable isn't enough? What if you have communicated with management and they're asleep at the wheel? And guess what? This happens. You have been patient and reasonable, and after the 10th time, something's not being resolved. And the situation is deteriorating to a situation of abuse or neglect, or it's just something that you feel you need to go over their heads. It is your right to do so. I'm going to give you 2 phone numbers here. If you feel like you've exhausted your options, and don't just call this number without trying to work it out. Work it out locally. But if it cannot be worked out, and sometimes that does happen, in Kansas, to file a complaint, it's 1-800-842-0078. In Kansas, to file a complaint, 1-800-842-0078. Missouri has a different phone number, 1-800-392-0210. In Missouri, to file a complaint, 1-800-392-0210. All right, then there's some things that you do not want to take to your community. So keep your valuables in a safe place away from the facility. You can put it in a lockbox or with a trusted family member or friend. This would include jewelry, checkbook, cash, driver's license, social security cards, credit cards, and other valuables that you don't want to lose, or you don't want someone walking away with those things. And look, inside of these communities, it's pretty wide open. So just do yourself a favor. Don't put yourself in a position then to be let down. Now, when my grandpa lived in assisted living, you know, he used to walk around with hundreds of dollars in his wallet because it made him feel secure financially. So he had dementia. He was living in a great assisted living community. I took 5 or 6 $1 bills and kind of wrinkled them up. So when you put them together, that stack was kind of wide. Put it in his wallet so that if he gave them to someone, or lost them, or heavens forbid if they were taken by someone, that we just minimized our damage there. You just have to keep. Just have some common sense. And again, I call this the strategies to maximize care at any senior care community. If you want your very own copy of that, just give us a call. I need your name and an email address. I can email you a PDF of this, 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, for your copy of How to Maximize Care at Any Senior Care Community. All right. Thanks for listening today. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.